Can you tell me in layman's terms what you and your team at LSU have really discovered?
Well, our focus has been primarily on the offshore reefs, and the reefs that are closest to the site of the spill appear to be the ones that we can see the most effects. We continue to see this sort of chronic problem of a certain small percentage of the reef fishes that have sores and lesions that we think are probably associated with chronic exposure to an environmental toxin that has compromised their immune system, and that is something that we're still working through.
Are you specifically thinking it could have been the dispersant, Corexit, or the combination, and the actual oil, or what part of the BP oil spill do you think is actually responsible for these lesions, or do you have any idea?
Well, I mean, the lesions themselves are pretty straightforward. We know the pathology associated with them. The LSU Vet School helped us determine that. The issue is the cause, and we've sort of, by process of elimination, eliminated everything but the spill. There's really no other possible cause. I think that the culprit is probably that oil that has remained sort of unaccounted for, that sank in response to the dispersant and is still stored on the seafloor.
So what are the greater implications of your findings? Do you think that Louisiana seafood is still safe to eat?
Yeah, I don't think that that's ever been an issue. I think that the real paradox in this is that we're starting to see more and more evidence of chronic effects post-spill that are just now beginning to play out. More and more things come out every day that indicate that there are potentially, chronic impacts that we may be dealing with for years. But it really doesn't have anything to do with seafood safety because none of this stuff would ever make it to the market. Plus, the seafood is still being relatively rigorously tested.
Okay, lastly, is there anything that we can do now, or do you have an opinion on what actions might be taken in order to mitigate some of these effects?
Mitigation is going to be very, very difficult, and it will largely depend on how much oil is actually stored on the seafloor, the things that in the future that may occur that may remobilize that oil into the water column, like a tropical storm. I mean, it's been remarkable that since the spill, we've not had a significant tropical storm pass over the area, and it will eventually at some point, and that has potential to uncover a lot of the stored oil on the seafloor, and that to me is something that I think will be quite illuminating when it occurs.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today.
Happy to be here.